found wanting.
What are you doing in your front garden?
Eh? Well, Olivia, don't I? 15 Vaughan Williams Road.
We're supposed to be going for a Sunday drink.
Yeah, I know.
Will you pick me up? I don't come round here. Anyway, it won't be worth going now. It's 1:15.
Oh, blimey, I didn't realise. I was working on my brother's triumph.
Oh, your bike, your brother's bike, your great-grandmother's bike. Isn't there anyone in this house who hasn't got a bike?
My kid's sister, I suppose. Although she's got a dinky toy collection of classic tourers.
Tourers? The bits aren't together long enough to get out of Fanshawe Avenue.
We're going. I've just got to link this caliper to the master cylinder.
Oh, really? Yeah, and I suppose unlinking the caliper from the master cylinder took you all a Saturday night?
No, that was the rear brake. Completely different. The caliper there is slung underneath the disc and held by a mount and stay bar.
Yeah, well, that's the only bar we're going to see today, that's obvious. I've had enough of this. I'm not coming in a poor second to a pair of calipers. You can shove your brother's triumph up his victory roll because I'm off.
Oh, come on, Bob. Don't be stupid.
No, I've had it with you.
Oh, please yourself, then. Oh, one thing, though.
What?
Could you bang us that pair of pliers by your left foot?
Ah.
It's the corner.
Is it? I might be able to see if they didn't all stand up on the exciting bit.
I'll sit down. You're not enjoying it, are you?
No, it's nice. I've never watched West Ham on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, good save.
Came off his head.
Ah, but he made him so big, didn't he?
What, like those toes when they're attacked?
Oh, he's terrible, I suppose. Are you sure he wanted to come?
Oh, yes. But it would be nice to go somewhere quiet as well. Somewhere you can just sit and talk.
Oh, we can just sit and talk here. Unlucky.
I meant without noise. That sort of quiet.
I know what you mean. You're right. We'll do it.
Good. I'd like that.
Somewhere with bags of atmosphere. Lights are low, wooden seats, away from the world.
Oh, yes.
Thursday at 7. You're free?
Yes.
St. Andrew's Church it is, then. So quiet. It's so still. Will you come?
Oh, well, it's not what I had in mind, but okay.
It's warm too.
Oh, good. An improvement on this, then.
Yes, it is a bit parky. I'll get you a cup of tea at half.
Yes! It's there! What a move!
Obviously. It's going to be sticking otherwise. I don't know why they bother paying extra for these seats. They're hardly used them.
So, you won't be acting in this year's Passion Play, Patterson?
No, Father. The thought of the audience makes me sick.
Well, yes, the sight of the entire Simpson family in the front row would make most people heave.
Well, no. Stage fright, Father.
Stuff and nonsense. You perform on the pitch every week, all entertainment.
Bit different, Father. I mean, can you think of a footballer who's good on stage?
Well, it's Gary Lineker. He's got his own show. An Evening with Gary Lineker.
That's just a joke title. He's not actually in it.
Not in it? What do you mean? It's the only reason I booked seats. I paid good money under false pretenses.
He's just a sort of a mascot for the characters in the play.
Oh, I see. Well, that Tyson girl proving to be a lucky mascot for us, Patterson. We're having a good run.
Well, I suppose we are. I wish you saw her as more than just a mascot. She's getting a bit fed up wearing the same beige coat at every match. And it's a shame she's only allowed to turn up for the second half.
Ah, but look at the effect she's having.
Maybe. But last week she turned up early and you made her hide in the bushes till half time.
And we won, QED.
I feel you don't give a 100% welcome, Father. She's a lovely person, you know.
Is she religious?
She once committed herself at a Baptist evangelical meeting.
I said religious, not susceptible. Baptists, eh? All that adult immersion. I prefer to dunk them in the font before they start forming sentences. So much simpler.
She's been to lots of services, Father. Different denominations.
Oh, churchaholic, eh?
No, she just turns up, as the Spirit takes her. You might wander in and find her. Here, any time.
Really?
I wanted to pray for Dad's soul on Thursday, about 7. Light a candle. Would you join me?
Oh, very likely. I still owe him something for the pointing he did on the east wall.
Well, it's no use. It's been stuck on the road since Dad died. I want to use it.
Only when you've learned to drive.
Well, of course. I mean, won't be going anywhere like this.
I've got Dad's toolbox.
Oh, no. And his overalls. You look like Slimmer of the Year in last year's clothes.
Could be the plugs.
Oh, he's got all the technical terms, hasn't he?
Just get the bonnet up. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you're very practical, Robert.
Practically useless.
Try it now.
Oh, brilliant. Now it's not even turning over.
Just have a look at the points.
Does he know what those words mean?
Yeah, try it again.
I can't even turn the key now.
No problem. One last adjustment.
Ow! Oh, you vomit. Be careful, Robert. This family needs all your brains.
Yes, and a very small pickling jar.
Up she goes. I think, Mum, we may need help. Are we still AA members?
No. It ran out while your father was in hospital. I never renewed it.
Well, there's no way an amateur's going to get this thing going. It's a garage job.
Whoa! A car that won't start! If only they were all like that. Do you want a hand?
No, we like standing around on a Sunday evening looking at a heap of metal.
It's a professional job.
You called! Here, hold the bike for me, Rabbit. It won't hold on this camber.
The name's Robert.
Oh, yeah. Well, just watch the paintwork, will you? Right, let's have a look. Fiat Uno F-Reg, eh?
Yeah! Who the hell's disconnected the battery? Some cowboy been working on this.
Robert's been under the bonnet.
Could have messed it up more if he stayed there. Right, WD-40 in the toolbox, please.
Okay, try that.
Thanks.
Oh, well done. Thank you so much.
No problem. Okay, son, let's have the bike back.
Here, a quid for the trouble.
I don't take tips.
Oh, well. Then I won't tell you how to get it started next time.
Okay, out of the way.
Very nice of you, Andy.
Yeah, thanks. You'd be okay if they felt life the same way as internal combustion.
Hey, driver, do you want to rejoin the classic tourist team? Any venue, any time?
No, thanks. I can walk to the end of Fanshawe Avenue.
So much for satire. Right, see ya.
He's very good with his hands, isn't he?
So am I.
Oh, you are. You are, Robert. Well, you just changed the plug on my Hoover only last week.
That was the bag, Mum. Just the bag. I changed the plug.
I could have done it. He just barged in. You've been right all along, Guy. It's got to be stopped.
What's that then?
Barbara and him.
Ah, I think it'll all fizzle out. I'll step in after the final, Rob. Just a matter of time.
No. We've got to deal with it now. How do we know he's not a carrier?
What? Delivering for Dial a Pizza?
HIV guy. HIV.
What's going to you, Rob? You're getting hysterical. I mean, he buys in bulk at the Green Lane chemist. He's not mad, you know.
I bet he's got it. He's going to give it to my sister.
Now, steady on, Rob.
They must be doing it. The way he spoke to her after he mended the car. Sort of leery. There's no time to lose.
You're actually going to do something?
Yes, I am. You're a good mate, Guy. You've really convinced me. You've been right all along.
Ah, don't mention it. It was nothing. Nothing at all.
£25. Seems an awful lot for cleaning a few rooms.
You've earned it, Mum. You work, Mrs. Tyson pays.
Oh, I feel guilty about it. I think I'll send some of it to Crawley.
Has there been a plane crash at Gatwick?
No. It's the Appeal Centre for African Orphanages.
What about welfare a bit nearer home?
I know. I don't do enough for the church.
Well, no. I mean right here, in this home.
Is there a problem, Robert? Drugs?
No. Not me. Barbara.
What is it? Snort, crackle or pot?
No, I mean her, but not drugs. The other thing.
Freemasonry?
Oh, premarital activity, Mum.
Oh. Oh, I thought she'd been far more mature lately. And that Andy Hunt, well, he got our car started.
Yeah, but that doesn't always guarantee abstinence.
What do you know, Robert?
Look, he's promiscuous. Well, you know what that leads to.
Either hell or long-stay purgatory.
I'm talking about hell on earth.
What?
Today's plague.
That sort of disease will not be affecting this family.
Then you have to take measures.
But they're not that sort. They wouldn't do it.
I know they have. Seen them. Yeah, I've seen them.
Where?
Here. Well, you don't know what goes on. You're never here.
I don't believe it.
I caught them once, grunting. But how many more times, I don't know.
Well, why haven't you told me?
I didn't like to. It seemed wrong.
Oh. Hi, all right, I'm just going...
Barbara, don't you go upstairs yet.
What?
Barbara.
Yeah?
I don't want you seeing that Andy Hunt again.
Right, thanks, Mum. Have you got a replacement lined up?
Yes, I know what he does.
Oh, you're telling me. Bites, 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 24 hours a day.
I'm talking about mortal sin.
Okay, yes, we did conspire to poison Mrs. Blyber. Could you take her whistling, Long Live the Pope, at the Christmas party for another year?
I will not be lied to, Barbara. Now go upstairs.
A minute ago you said don't go upstairs. Now I have to. It's a bit like Simon Says.
Oh, so there's another boy involved.
Oh, well, Barbara says I'm off.
Mum and Barbara aren't even talking now. She had the nerve to say that she wasn't seeing him. He's caused no end of trouble.
It's his middle name, mate.
Oh, you've certainly opened my eyes, Guy.
Crystal clear now, eh?
Oh, look, Guy, look.
Where, what?
Look, it's his stupid bike. Outside the pub.
So it is.
This is our moment, Guy.
Our moment?
We've got to tell him. Get out of my sister's life before you infect us all.
We've got to tell him.
Yeah, thanks, Guy. You've put new heart in me.
Oh, good. Will it be right if I just keep my old one?
Let's get in there. Words, not deeds.
Oh, I don't know. The pen is mightier than the sword.
Only if it's tipped with poison. This is the church militant. We're going over the top.
Look here, Rob. We're both underage and that's the second double you've had.
It's okay, Guy. This is all working out for the best. God put him here.
Well, he put me here too, and that's where I'm staying, by the bar.
It's all meant to be. Look at him, sitting there, on his own, malevolent, planning.
Is that what he's up to? I thought he was just reading the magazine.
Oh, look at the body language. Malevolent. I'm gonna do it, Guy. I'm gonna do it. I'll need your pint as well.
Now, Rob, just think this through.
Now, Rob! Rob, come back! Hello, Andy.
Hmm? Oh, hello. Spanner man, isn't it?
Nice, Mr. Fix-It. Holiday brochure.
Yeah, kind of. So what?
Going with anyone?
My brother.
Come off it.
If you weren't Barbara's brother, I just might take offence. Me and Rick are doing a sponsored bike run. Scottish castles, all right? 16 ruins, take a snap of yourself at everyone. Collect the takings. You want to give? It's for the Terence Higgins Trust.
Well, that figures. Oh, yeah.
You are beginning to bother me, rabbit.
You're taking my sister, aren't you?
I don't go out with your sister.
Oh, come on.
Why don't you just hop off, rabbit? I didn't ask you over here.
You've ruined our lives. Barbara and Mum don't talk anymore because of you.
Blimey, that must be quiet. Still, means you can get on with some serious play, eh?
Don't ever touch my sister again.
That? And your sister? What, her with the iron vest? I've got better things to do now, anyway.
Yeah, anyone will do for you. Change you in a month, don't they? April now. Must be June Phillips.
No, it's June in January, all right.
Big joke. You're dangerous, you are. You should have a government L sticker around.
Well, you have something stuck on you in a minute.
Good. What about any other praise on women?
Oh, thanks a lot. Shall I write that for you now?
Don't laugh at me.
Well, it's a bit difficult not to. Oh, come on. What are you drinking, nutter?
I don't drink.
What are you doing with that pint you're in there?
This.
What? I'll have you! You can run all your life. I'll get you! Hey, you! Andy Spittle! You at the bar! Yeah, you!
Me?
Yeah, you. Spots. You're his mate, aren't you?
The drunken chap?
Oh, no, no. Play football with him sometimes. Can't stand him socially. Too highly strung.
You're in the same team. You played against Faraday in the semi.
Maybe. But I drop him tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Well, when you drop him tomorrow, tell him he's going to get one of these.
One of these.
Oh! Oh, what a shame.
Sweet left-hander. I was really expecting a headbutt. I mean, it's all the rage now. So the old-fashioned fist. Quite nostalgic, really. It's gone down a bit now. Yesterday morning, though. Well, you saw it, of course. And a split lip can do wonders for your social life. Fitz Morris gave me his Game Boy just like that. You wouldn't believe
it. Just shut up, will you? Are we nearly at school?
Nearly. You can take that trilby off now.
Not yet.
I'll take it off. The moustache will fool anybody. It'll be at work now, anyway.
Oh, I'm really scared. I don't know what got into me.
It's called Whiskey Mac. Now, leaving school tonight, same plan as yesterday, okay?
Well, I don't know.
It worked, didn't it? You stay until 4:30 and come out disguised as a teacher.
It works too well. Last night, I got stopped by Heatherall's mother. She reckons he's being bullied. I have to say, your name was mentioned, Guy.
I never touched him.
Well, I've had to report you to his form master. Sorry.
You grass. Right. You can protect yourself from now on.
No, no, please, Guy. You've got to get me to the church tonight. I can't miss my date with Janet.
I'll think about it.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll go round Haverall's house tonight, in all the gear, say to his mum, if you drop the bullying charge, we won't pursue Haverall's part in the toilet riots of 91. I mean, that's top secret. All the staff think he was wrestling for the school that day.
All right, John. I'll take you to St. Andrew's tonight. Haverall? Wrestling for the school? I turned him over, no problem. Well, me and six others.
Oh, I always feel safe in a church.
Is that why you're still wearing a Guy Fawkes mask?
Yep,
that's better. Right, I'll guide the door, and the only other way in is direct from the presbytery, and Pop Ben's got the key. Now, if I see Andy, I'll whistle.
What are you whistle?
The Bangles? Walk like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian. No, don't know that one.
Oh, for goodness sake, what do you want? Sweet Sacrament Divine?
Yeah, all right.
Now, if Andy does turn up and I whistle, he'll have to hide in a confessional. If Janet arrives or anyone else, I'll just blend into the gathering gloom. You know me, Mr. Tact.
Okay. Thanks, Guy. I really mean that.
No, I think nothing of it. Rob?
Yes, Guy?
When you've done all this, sort of prized them apart, you will put in a good word for me, won't you?
I'll even arrange the nuptials.
Oh, thanks. Right, best of luck.
What? What does that mean? Who's coming?
Oh, sorry. Got bangs on the brain now. Now, Sweet Sacrament Divine, how does that go?
Dear Lord, please heal Guy's lips speedily. Keep the church very quiet tonight for Janet's sake, and keep Andy Hunt at 15 Vaughan Williams Road, or at least within the confines of the Ringland Council estate.
Sorry, I'm having tea with St. John at present. Call again later.
It's you.
Don't jump, rabbit. Look, I don't want no more violence. The one I gave Anspettle would do for you. I only want to...
How did you get in? How'd you do it?
Two tips, Mr. Fix-It. And try and take these in. One, never lock the hen house with the fox inside. And two, don't make dates with loose tongue bits of crumpet.
You better not be touching Janet.
I'm not touching anybody, not even your sister. But if you keep on putting it around that I am, and worse, then little Janet just might tempt me.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Your head's coming right off.
Right. Enough. Enough.
Guy! Guy!
What the hell? What the hell is my turn? Don't touch that boy, hon. If you damage his feet, I'll...
Hold on!
Stop this one!
No! You
are right! This is a curse! Now you stop that! Stop it! What's happening? No fighting! Please stop it!
Mrs. Tattle.
Mum. Oh, you! And Robert and Andy! I'm surprised. This is no place for fighting.
Fighting? What fighting?
That's what you were doing!
How bad? The passion play!
Passion play?
We're rehearsing! This is the arrest of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. Yes, that's it.
What?
What indeed, Judas? Couldst thou betray the Son of Man? That's Patterson Hunt, with a kiss.
What are you on about?
So we know who to arrest. Go on, Hunt, kiss him. Kiss Patterson!
All right. Oof.
Ah! A kiss, not a headbutt. Ah. Slightly overplayed, Hunt. Now, I play the part of Peter, and I, of course, come to Christ's defense. Hey? With a sword, I should cut off somebody's right ear. But in the absence of props, I take my knee to your groin, Judas, and go for the right side of something else.
Oh, put up your sword, Peter. Those who live by the knee jerk die by the knee jerk.
Improvised, Patterson. But unfortunately, Peter has his dander up. He cannot be controlled. It's the old red mist. Peter failing. He just cannot stop hitting those who would arrest Christ.
No, Father, stop it. Stop it. It's too real. Please, stop it.
We want this place to grab people by the scruff of the neck, Mrs. Patterson. Now, Christ is led away by his captain.
Oh, I think I'll put the ear back on first, Father.
For goodness sake, Patterson, let's get out of here while the going's good.
I will have you, priest.
Peter, just grasp! Judas is head in a vice-like grip, while Judas has Christ in a half Nelson, or whatever it was called before Nelson was born.
Get off that slide.
Do you take me for a bandit and you'll come with swords and cudgels to arrest me? Day after day, when I was in the tent, you did not lay hands on me. This is your moment. The hour went dark.
Good lad, good lad. I won't desert you, Lord. I won't desert you.
Well, I don't know. Ober Abigail was never like this.
You've put in for a rise, Mrs. Patterson.
Yes, I have.
A few days ago, I was feeling quite guilty about earning so much. But I had second thoughts. I was going to ask for less, actually. But then...
What?
Well, I was feeling so guilty about the money that I went down to the church last evening to do a little more, you know, cleaning and that. And they were down there using it as a theatre. Father Benedict, Robert and Andy. It's not right. Soul-destroying it is. I spend hours polishing those pews and now there's scuff marks everywhere. I'm just being taken advantage of. And I can't take much more. So I can see I've got to look after myself. I'm sorry, Janet, but there it is.
No, you're perfectly right. I'm sure Mum will give it to you. So that was a play, was it? Last night in the church. Looked more like a drunken fight to me.
You saw it too?
Oh, yes. I went to meet Robert. He said the church was all still and quiet. I took one look in and came home. It's not what a church is for.
It was supposed to be the Garden of Gethsemane.
Bear garden, if you ask me. It's quieter in the main stand at West Ham.
They ought to have used the church hall. I'm surprised at Father.
And one of them was Andy.
Mm.
That's a turn up. In a church?
Yes. I wonder if Robert's right about him, what he says about Andy.
Perhaps he's trying to get Barbara back by going in for church activities.
Getting Barbara back?
They stopped seeing each other last Sunday.
Are you sure?
Oh, they've never been more than good friends.
What, no more than that?
Well, I think Andy wants more, but Barbara, she's a bit wary. He's got a reputation, but he's responsible, you know. He's collecting for the Terence Higgins Trust this summer. He's not a bad bloke.
Well, I thought so too. He mended our car just like that. And now he's in the Passion play.
That's right. I'm sure Robert would say the same. Have a word with him. Oh, and when you do, let him know why I didn't interrupt the rehearsal.
Yes, I will. I will have a word with him. Quite a few words. And there might be more passion than he bargained for.
Well, blow me if I didn't get to the main door fantasising about the Bangles drummer when I saw Barbara. There she was, and I thought she's bound to know where Andy is, and do you know what she said?
Well, obviously not. He's in the church beating up my brother.
Funny enough, nah. Now she says, sort of sarcastic, he'll be in his front garden stroking his walnuts.
And you took that for gospel.
Well, you can't go around mistrusting everybody. So I thought, Andy's at home. I'm damned if I can think of the tune to Sweet Sacrament Divine, so I might as well chance me arm.
You went off and had coffee with my sister. You couldn't even keep watch for 30 seconds.
As it turned out, it really didn't matter. I mean, he was in there already.
That's not the point. I trusted you. You let me down.
Well, think of it this way. You're not so much losing a friend as gaining a brother-in-law. Bump on the head's a small price to pay.
And then he followed me into Cafetari's coffee house. Ooh, poor old guy.
It was a nightmare. I changed tables 4 times, but he wouldn't give up. Why couldn't I have bumped into you instead?
I wasn't there long enough. And it really was a fight, you say. Fancy them picking on Andy. Robert's going to have to sort himself out.
At least Mum knows he was lying about me and Andy now. But he won't let on about the passion play. Thinks it might prejudice Ben's good name.
There's a lot of repressed violence in Robert. You wouldn't think it.
There's violence in every man. Oh, and they love it. They get beat up on a Saturday night and they're showing their scars off in the hospital next day.
Bottle in the face, Corey did not get me. Here, let me show you. I think I've still got my nose in my trouser pocket.
Yeah. I've noticed a bit of a swagger with Robert. Keeps turning his bruise to the light.
Mm, same with Andy. Trying to speak like Marlon Brando in The Godfather, split lip job.
Diamond white for you. Lemonade shandy, Jen.
Thanks, Andy. You two have made it up then?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, you were the agreed party. I'm really sorry about everything.
Robert deserves all he got. Are you all right?
Okay. Hasn't been my week, really. Barb drops me, a brother gives me the beer shampoo, and the priest takes out 50% of me double whammy.
Oh, don't worry. I'm back with you. I can't believe all the lies. You know, I don't mind what we get up to now.
What? You mean?
Yep. I'll let you drive me down Fanshawe Avenue.
Oh, big deal, big deal. I think I've got a touch of Gazza's knee, Patterson.
You shouldn't have got involved, Father. What about turning the other cheek?
Ah, that's only if you get hit on one cheek first. It doesn't cover retaliation for headbutts.
Well, I don't know, Father. All that passion play business. It's taken a lot of explaining. The bump of my head for a start.
A simple football training injury. Happens all the time.
I seem to be getting caught in a web of lies. How many more?
I would have thought about 6 more would do it.
No, no, Father. No more. I lied about Barbara, and look at the havoc, the wages of sin.
Your mother was very angry.
Yes, she was. Final retribution. But look at the evil I caused. Guy facially disfigured, the Terence Higgins trust spurned, Janet's religious yearnings crushed, Dad's candle unlit, and a fray in the house of God, Andy's manhood in jeopardy. What a catalogue.
Oh, but what a performance it brought from you. Are you sure you won't play Christ?
No, Father. As it is, I've had to tell Mum I was only understudying the understudy. More lies. What should I do for penance?
I recommend some reading.
St. Teresa's Autobiography of a Soul? Belloc's The Path to Rome? Something by Graham Greene?
No, I advise Calm Maintenance of the Mechanically Illiterate. You'll find it in W.H. Smith's. It should ensure that your fall from grace is not repeated.
Yes, Father. Thank you, Father.
In A Whole New Ball Game, Desmond Barrett was Father Benedict, Brenda Blevin was Mrs. Patterson, and Paul Paris was Robert. Barbara was played by Charlotte Coleman, Guy by Martino Lazzari, Janet by Claire Skinner, and Andy by Mark Straker. A Whole New Ball Game was written by Martin Davis and produced by Richard Wilson.